Now, the big George Lucas sellout. Yes, George has sold the lot. Star Wars franchise films, characters, toys, T-shirt rights to Disney, who from 1915 will start making more Star Wars episodes. The Mouse House paid $4.5 billion. What prompted this? Has George at 69 grown tired of Star Wars long after most of the rest of us? Well, no, it seems George was thinking about posterity. I've always believed that Star Wars could live beyond me, and I thought it was important to set up the transition during my lifetime, George Lucas said in a statement. Now, there's a man who believes his own publicity. So there will be a Star Wars 7 looming a couple of years from now, and it's not true that all of us have grown tired of Star Wars. There are still loyal fans out there, including Waleed Ali, I discovered this week, and a bunch of new four-year-olds along every year, which is, I guess, what Disney counts on. For the record, I was thrilled by the first Star Wars film. I loved Princess Leia and Han Solo, found Darth Vader's heavy breathing and the giant spaceships thrilling, quite liked the Ewoks in the second, and became very, very bored thereafter. Later films managed to be both extremely loud and, well, drab, with uninspired script and acting. Maybe if Disney can avoid the law of increasing cuteness, Episode 7 may be an improvement.